Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. It's Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene, July 22nd, 2026. Our passage today for reflection comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener and said to him, Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, Going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and what he told her. The garden was quiet. The terrible events of Good Friday had passed, but for Mary Magdalene the pain had not ended. The one she loved, the one who had changed her life, the one who had delivered her from darkness and filled her with hope, was gone. She stood outside the tomb, weeping. Tears were not merely tears of grief. They were tears born of love. She had followed Jesus faithfully. She had remained near the cross when many fled. She had watched him die. Now even his body seemed to have disappeared. She bent down and looked into the tomb. Angels spoke to her, but even their presence could not distract her from her sorrow. Woman, why are you weeping? Then she turned and saw a man standing nearby. She did not recognize him. Through her tears, she assumed he was the gardener. How fitting that she would make such a mistake. After all, the risen Christ truly is the gardener. He is the new Adam in the garden of a new creation. The one who enters the barren places of our hearts and causes life to spring forth again. It's the one who takes what appears dead and brings it back to life. But Mary could not yet see. Her eyes were fixed on what she had lost rather than on what God was doing. Sir, she says, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him. Then everything changed. One word, one name, Mary. The Good Shepherd called his sheep by name, and she knew his voice. In an instant, darkness became light, grief became joy, confusion became certainty, death yielded to life. Rabboni, teacher. The entire resurrection encounter pivots upon that single moment of recognition. Mary does not discover Jesus through argument or evidence. She discovers him because he calls her by name. The same is true for us. The deepest spiritual moments of our lives are not those in which we figure God out. They are those moments when we realized he has known us all along. We spend much of our lives searching for God, yet beneath our search is a greater mystery. God is searching for us. Long before Mary came looking for Jesus, Jesus was looking for Mary. Long before we seek him in prayer, He is already seeking us. Long before we call his name, he calls ours. This is the heart of contemplative spirituality. Prayer is not primarily our effort to reach God. Prayer begins with allowing ourselves to be found by God. It is learning to recognize the voice that speaks our name with infinite tenderness. Many saints have described this moment. There comes a time when prayer is no longer about words, thoughts, or requests. Instead, it becomes a loving awareness of being known, loved, and called by Christ. Mary Magdalene teaches us that resurrection begins when we hear that call. Yet Jesus says something surprising. Stop holding on to me. At first, these words seem harsh. Mary has found the Lord she thought she had lost. Why shouldn't she cling to him? But Jesus is inviting her into a deeper relationship. She must not cling to the old way of knowing him. The earthly companionship she once enjoyed is giving way to something greater. Soon, he will ascend to the Father and send the Holy Spirit. His presence will no longer be confined to one place or one moment. He will dwell within the hearts of believers everywhere. Mary must learn that love sometimes requires letting go of what is familiar so that we may receive something even more profound. Same lesson comes to us. Often we cling to old images of God, old expectations, old comforts, old certainties. We want Christ to remain where we last encountered him. But the risen Lord is always leading us forward. Faith is not holding on to yesterday's experience of God. Faith is following where the living Christ leads today. Then Jesus gives Mary a mission. Go to my brothers and tell them. The first witness of the resurrection is not one of the 12 apostles. It is Mary Magdalene. The woman who came to the tomb weeping becomes the first herald of Easter. The one who sought a corpse becomes the first preacher of the risen Christ. The church has long honored her with the title Apostle to the Apostles because she was sent by Christ himself to proclaim the greatest news in human history. I have seen the Lord, she said. What a beautiful summary of the Christian life. Not merely, I have studied theology. Not merely, I have learned doctrines. Not merely, I have followed religious practices. But rather, I have seen the Lord. Every authentic act of evangelization begins there. Share Christ because we have encountered Christ. People are rarely transformed by arguments alone. They are transformed when they meet someone whose life has been changed by the living Lord. Mary's witness flowed from her encounter. Our witness must do the same. Today, on the feast of St. Mary Magdalene, we are invited into the garden with her. We are invited to stand before the risen Christ. We are invited to listen carefully for the voice that calls us by name. Perhaps we come carrying grief, perhaps confusion, perhaps disappointment, perhaps longing. Whatever burdens we bring, the risen Lord stands before us, often closer than we realize. When the moment is right, he speaks our name. If we listen deeply enough, we will discover that the one we have been seeking has already found us. Then, like Mary Magdalene, we too will be able to proclaim with joy and conviction, I have seen the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, risen Savior and Good Shepherd, you called Mary Magdalene by name and transformed her sorrow into joy. Open our hearts to recognize your voice amid the noise and distractions of our world. Teach us to seek you with the same faithful love that brought Mary to the tomb before dawn. When we are blinded by grief, help us recognize your presence. When we cling to what is passing, lead us into the deeper life you offer. When you call us by name, give us the grace to answer with trust and love. Like Mary Magdalene, make us witnesses of your resurrection. Our lives proclaim not merely what we know about you, but what we have truly encountered through you. For you live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. If you found some inspiration in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others on this great feast of Mary Magdalene. Be sure to return here each and every day to my hermitage when we take a look at Scripture and break open its deeper meaning, applying it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.